Bava Basra Daf Pei Aleph has some Shas cotton vibes. There's a lot going on. We talked mostly about the Bikurim component to it. We're going to get back to that now as well. But really, there's a lot there. And just two very Choshev and Mar Mekoymas tucked away here. That's Kedai to take along with us. Bava Basra Daf Pei Aleph. The first is the Chem Deshloimas Kasha. This Chem Deshloimo is in Shail Seshuvah's Chem Deshloimo. It's in Simon Aleph. It's a tshuva, and the tshuva was written to Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, the Nesivus. And this is a very meforsim the Gakasha. How meforsim? There are literally scores of terutzim. Every big Rosh Hashiva in London in the last 200 years took a crack at answering this kasha from the Chem Deshloimo. So here's the background. The background is, the Mishnah said that if somebody buys two ilanos, it's a machlokes remain in the chachamim, whether you get karka or whether you don't get karka. The chachamim say you don't get karka, remain says you do get karka. The Gemara Shteltzu, another machlokes remain in the chachamim, also in the Mishnah, the Sechtes Bikurim, not Kalayim, Bikurim, where there's a machlokes remain the chachamim. If somebody buys two trees, but b'teichsada chaveira, you may be the kaira, you may be the enikaira. The chachamim say you may be the enikaira. Rameh says you may be the kaira. And what emerged from the Gemara was that the machlokes remain the chachamim in Masechtas Bikurim, al shita sayu with the machlokes remain the chachamim here in Bava Basra. Rav Meir, who holds that if you buy two trees, b'teichsada chaveira, you kaina the karka, l'shitasai, you may be the kaira. The Chachamim who hold that if you buy two trees, but you're not going to the karka. So, l'shintasai, you're going to be maybe the enoikar. That was Pei Aleph Amid Aleph in the Sechtes Bava Basra. But the Gemara, as we turn the page to Pei Aleph Amid Bei, said that I don't understand. At the end of the day, the Chachamim hold that if you buy two trees, but you don't get karka. As a result, you're maybe the enoikar. Frank the Gemara Mamarashach. If owning karka is ma'akiv in the mitzvah Bikurim, then you should be enoy mevi ve enoy kaira. And if owning karka is not ma'akiv, then you should be mevi ve kaira. Where do you find that owning karka is ma'akiv in the kaira, but it's not ma'akiv in the mevi? Some in Manavshach. If you need to own the karka, and you don't, because you were kind of shnei ilonois, and the Mishnah says, areza leikana karka, then why are you bringing bikurim? And if you don't have to own the karka in order to bring bikurim, you own the tree, and that's enough. So then you should be maybe the kaira. What's this business over here, that because I own the tree, but I don't own the karka, therefore I'm maybe the inner kaira? So the Gemara said, oh my rabbi. Rabbi heard this kasha, and he said, my kushya, dumara meyer be ilon echad sfuke mesafkile, v'rabbanon that we're focusing on, b'shnei ilon sfuke safkile. No, said rabbi, I'm going to tell you b'shan the chacham. B'shan the chachamim is, the chachamim old, a koina shtei ilonis, but b'tachsad chaveroi, the halach is, you're not koina karka. But not b'teres vadai. It's only b'teres safik. Meaning, we have a suffix, really, whether you're supposed to get the karka, you're not supposed to get the karka. Being that we have a suffix, mamon zekal gadol b'din amoytze mechaveri olav eraya, so it's for that reason, I raise a leikana karka, the moich is the one that keeps the karka. But klapi shmaya galya, that really it's a suffix. And being that klapi shmaya galya, really it's a suffix, it's for that reason it could be you own it. And being that it could be you own it, you could be avichir bikurim. So misafik, what we say is be mevi, meaning, if we knew for sure Hareza Leikana Karka, you wouldn't be maybe Bikurim either. But being that Hareza Leikana Karka is Merit Misafik, so Misafik you have to be maybe. So why not be Kurim Misafik? Misafik you can't be Kurim. Now, what's the problem with being Kurim Misafik? Ah, that was the Gemara's Kasha on Pei Beis Amud Aleph that we spoke a little bit about last night. But the bottom line is the Gemara said that the reason you're maybe the Enoi Kurim is because Sfuke Mesafkel, because we're really not sure whether Koina Bezi Lonis Betechsada Chaver gets Karka or not. What do you mean? The Mishnah says you don't get Karka. That's true, but it's Misafik that you don't get Karka. It's a Safik Mammon. The Meicher is the Muchsik. Zeklal Gadol B'din Amoytze Mechaver Olav Raya. He's the one that keeps it. But as it relates to the MS, could be really you do own the Karka. As a result, Misafik, you have to bring Bikurim. Bring the Chem Deshloima. A kushya nifla. And really, the kushya is based on a very well-known sugya in Shas. And that is the sugya of Tokfu Kayim. Masechtes Bava Metzia Davav Amid Beis. Now, to go through this properly, and certainly to go through this with even some of the terutzim, we would have to sit down now and learn Bava Metzia Davav together. We're not going to do that. Ein kan, mekoymoy, vizmanoy, laharech. But there's one excerpt from the sugya that we need that's critical in order to understand the kasha. And that is, in the sugya of Takfu Koyim, but Metziah Davov Amidbeis, the Gemara brought a braisa. The braisa said, Hasfeikos nichnosin lodir lehizasa. So the sfeikos over there were sheep, where there's a suffix whether or not the chayiv in maisa behema or the not chayiv in maisa behema. So there's a suffix right now what the halach is. So said the braisa has sveikos nichnosin ledir lehisaser. The halach is that you bring them into your deer and you are mafrish maisa behema from the animals. Included in those animals are the sveikos. Now the Gemara over there said that this braisa of asfeikos nichnosim ledir lehisaser is a raya that tokfu koyin moitzi enoisim yaday. So again, what's the shaila of tokfu koyin moitzi enoisim yaday or tokfu koyin ein moitzi enoisim yaday? The shaila of tokfu koyin moitzi enoisim yaday ein moitzi enoisim yaday is where a person has an animal right now and there's a suffix whether the animal is a bechar or the animal is not a bechar. So, if there's a suffix whether the animal is a bechar or not a bechar, so what's the halacha? I'm not going to go and give it to the kohen because it's a suffix whether I have to give it or not. And me suffix, you don't give it to the kohen. What happens if the kohen would go and he would chop it from the person that right now has this animal? Would he be able to keep it or would we take it away from him? Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai says that if the Koyin would go take this, that it's a suffix is his, suffix is not his, we would take it back from him. Tokfu Koyin A Moitzin Oysam Yodai says that I don't have to give it to the Koyin because it's a suffix, but if the Koyin would go and he would chop it from me, A Moitzin Oysam Yodai, we would leave it by him. The lumdus of the Shail of Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai, A Moitzin Oysam Yodai is how far do we take the whole concept of Cheskas Mamon? Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai means that if right now, B'shoshen Noilad HaSofik, I was the Muchzik, it's mine on a very, very high level. How high of a level? That if you chop it from me, I can take it back from you. Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai says that if B'shas, it was Noilad HaSofik, it was by me, yeah, that means we'll leave it by me. But if you go ahead and you chop it, other Rabba, we'll leave it by you. Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai is an alimus in Cheskas Mamon. Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai is a klishus in Cheskas Mamon. Now, what do we paskin? Rav Rishayin and paskin, Tokfu Koyin is Moitzin Oysam Yodai. And what emerges from Bava Basra Davav, it's hard to reference Bava Basra Davav without learning Bava Basra Davav, but what emerges from Bava Basra Davav is that if you hold Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai, if I would have, let's say, that Sofig Bechar, and it's part of my Eder, so the halach is, it's mine. It's mine to the level that I can throw it into my deer, my pen, where all my animals are. And when it comes time to be mafresh maisa behema, I could treat it as if it's vaday mine. Why am I treating it as if it's vaday mine? Because tokfu koyin might see a nice miyadai. Now, if tokfu koyin was a might see a nice miyadai, that would be an issue. That's the sugi over there on the above of the base. Why? Because it's not mamish mine, it's only mine, because grad I have it now. What if you would take it from me? Oh, now all of a sudden it would be yours. But if Tokfu Koyin might see an oisim yadai, so it's mavur in the Gemara, then it's mine. Ad kidei kach, it's mine. Then all the iser, the heter, anything that's negeya, the laws of maisa behema, it's as if it's mine. It's an asiri vadai, v'lo asiri sofik. This is 100% mine. That if I want to go now and I want to be ma'asir from it, it's something counts as one of the 10, and I would be able to mafish maisa behema. Said the Chem de Shloima. What do you see from this sugya? If you hold Tokfu Koyin Moitzin Oysam Yodai, then the halacha is, if I own something right now, based on Zeklal Gadol B'din, HaMoitzin Mechaveri Olav Araya, we see it as if it's mine 100%. And any Issev HaHetter Diga halachic implication that comes about as a result of who owns this or who doesn't own this, is going to be in favor of the person that's the Muchzik. Based on the fact that it's his, v'zeh klal gadol b'din ha'moitzeh mechaveri olav harayu, v'tokfu koyin moitzeh enoisem miyadai, and as a result, it's going to be 100% mine. So freitachem d'shloima, I don't understand. If somebody buys two trees, b'teich sadeh chaveri, so what's the halacha? The person that buys the trees is mevi ve'enoi kar. And Rabbi said, why? Because fukim is afkalu. We're not sure, did you get the karka or did you not get the karka? So misafik, you have no choice, you have to bring bikurim. I don't understand. If it's a suffix whether the Lekech got the karka, didn't get the karka, who's going to get the karka? The Moich is going to get the karka. How do you know the Moich is going to get the karka? The Mishnah said, Areza Lekona karka. As if this is the way it is. Now it's only Misafik, but Misafik he's going to get it. Based on Zek Klal Gadol Adin, Hamoitze Mechavei Oliver Aya. He's the Muchzik. He has the Cheskas Momen. So if he has the Cheskas Momen, so it's Kepaskin that it is. If it's Kepaskin that it is, so why is the Lekeach Chayiv to bring Bikurim now Misafik? If it's 100% the Moichers, because he's the Muchzik, and Takfukayin might see an Isam Yadai, and it's beforeish in the Sugya of Takfukayin that Asfekas Nechlas and Ladir as it relates to the laws of Bechaira and as it relates to the laws of Maisa Behema. So if you see clear that the moment impacts the Issa Beheter, so it for sure belongs to the Meicher, for sure belongs to the Meicher. So you should be in a Mevi, the in a Kaira. So why in the world are you being Mevi Vekaira? This was the Chemda Shleimus Kasha. To put it in simpler terms, let me ask you a question. Let's say you have a Safik Mammon, and one person is the Muchzik, and we say, could this person now take that money and be Mekadosh and Isha with it? Ask me a different Shiloh. Little Dover B'itai. What would be if somebody has an Esrig? It's a Safik. It's my Esrig, your Esrig. We're killing each other. And then, no, Pesdin Paskin, Zek Klal Gadol B'din, Hamoitze Mechaveri Olivaraya, and Takfu Koyin Moitze Noisimayon. Could I go to Smedrish, the first day Yontif, and be Yoitza, my din lochem with this Esrig? Of course. 100%. No one ever heard not that way. What do you mean? It's a suffix? No, it's not a suffix. Now, could be it's totally a Takfu Kayin might see or Ein might see. That is possible. But for sure, if you hold Takfu Kayin might see and Oitza Miyadai, meaning even if you chopped it from me, I'd get it right back from you. So if that's the case, since mine. So, Hagabatzmacha. If it's mine in the sugi of Takfu Kayin, if it's mine, I can be Mekadosh Nisha with it. If it's mine, I can be Yoytza Dalad Minim. So it's mine. So if it's mine, what does that mean? It means it's not yours. So if it's not yours, why you maybe be Kurim Misafik? It's Vaday mine. Als Tadin Takfu Kayin Maitzim Nais Miyad. This is Mamish Akushya Nifla. Demis says, I just want to speak out one oimik in the Kasha. And it's based on Reid that we've spoken about in the past. And that is, it's Yodua. The Velt asks, Yeshiva, they say over the kasha from the Tumim, but Fria Digger already asks this kasha as well. And that is, every time you have a Sofik moment, you say, Zeklal Gadol B'din, Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olivaraya. Why don't we say that it's a Sofik Isser? Isser Loi Sigzal. Because if it's not my money, then me holding the money right now makes me a Gazlan. And if that's the case, every Sofik moment, I shouldn't be allowed to keep it. Could be it's Gzela, right? Think about it. Might be Gzela. So there might be, if there was a Sofik, it might be Nevel. You put it in your mouth. So it might be Gzela. So how are you putting it in your mouth? I don't understand what you're doing. Oh, because that cloud God of Adin, I might say Chamei Olver, right? Oh, but it's not out of Sofik. So what's going on? So it's Yudua, the Teretz, from Rechil Basan. Rechil Basan said, he says, so what do you want me to do? So you want me to now to take it and give it to you? You won't either be able to keep it, because just like I have the Sofik like Sigzel, you don't have the Sofik, you have the Sofik like Sigzel. So we're going to go in circles, so we end up leaving it by the Much. But the Achrayim don't love the Teret so much because maybe it should be Yehemunachat Sheyav Eliyah. Right, just because I'm a Gazlan, you're a Gazlan, doesn't mean we should both be Gazlanim. It means then Faket, let it sit in an escrow account. That Sheyav Tishbi, the Teret's Kushas V'Bais. I don't know what you want me to tell you. The bottom line is that it's still a Dayan Shver, but it's Yiduah, the Reb Shimon Shkab, he Shteldavek, the Sugya, with the Rizaga Clarkite, it's in Shar Hey, it's in Perik Aleph, where Reb Shimon says that although there's an Issa V'Heter component to all Dinei Mamonis, but operates a little bit differently. The way the Issa V'Heter of Dinei Mamonis operates is that the Issa V'Heter yields to the Mishpatim. It yields to the Bavis. It yields to Noshim Nezikin. That's how it works. Avada, there's a parish of Loi Sigzal. But the parish of Loi Sigzal comes after you learn Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, and Bava Basra. After you go through all the Ketzoises and Asivases. It's after you learn all the different halachas in Chosh Mishpat, and we figure out what the halach is, now we invoke the lav of Loi Sigzal and all the different Chosh Mishpat, Digi Yisurim. In which case, it's very different than all Yisurim. Every Yisurim, every Yisur is an Yisur Be'etzim. The Isurei Gzela and the Isurei Chosh Mishpat are all Totsais. They're derivatives of what the Mishpat is. So said Reb Shimon, if the Halacha is Zek Klal Gadol B'din Amoitzei Mechaveri Olav Araya and Tokfu Koyim Moitzei Noitzei Miyadai, that means the Halacha said it's yours. And if it's yours, you're not a Safek Gazlan. What do you mean? No, because the Sigzel is toluy in what the Choshen Mishpat says. And if the Choshen Mishpat says that it belongs to me, so it belongs to me. And if that's the case, then it's 100% mine. And if in Choshen Mishpat, there's something called Cheskes Mamon, that we view it as if it's Vaday mine, then Klapit Yisrael is also going to view it as if it's Vaday mine. And there's not going to be like Sigzal. So Rav Shimon says, B'lashayne Azav, that if you think about it, it's Poshet Safik Gezel Zasser. It's a Shaila. Safik Nevela Zasser, Safik Gezel Zasser. But you want to know why in Choshen Mishpat we don't reckon with Safik Gezel? He says because it's a Dover Rochuk Min HaMetzias. Because it's very hard to find. The Bechol Safik Mamen Hayru Lanu Chachamim Eze Mishpat Al Yudei Teres HaMishpatim. Because every time there's a Safik, there's a Shulchan Aruch, what you're supposed to do. And being that there's a Shulchan Aruch that tells you what to do, Shulchan Aruch says it belongs to Reuven. Oh, so what's the Safik Loi Sigzal? Reuven for sure is allowed to keep it. And Shimon's for sure not allowed to keep it. Shulchan Aruch says it belongs to Shimon. So being that the Shulchan Aruch is always machriya what the halach is, and the Loi Sigzal comes after the Shulchan Aruch, it's for that reason this is not going to be negated. Rav Shimon was talking about Loi Sigzal. But we see in the sugya of Tachfu Koyin, it's not only true for Loi Sigzal. It's true for the Chiv Meiser, Behema. It's true in the sugya of Safik Bechar. And Lechar should be true in the Parsha Bikurim as well. And if that's the case, this is the Grois Akasha. Rabba said that Akoyna Bezi Lona says maybe Vena Kaira. Why? Because it's a Safik if he gets Karka. And when the Mishnah said Hareza Loikana Karka, it's only Misafik. I don't understand. To the extent that there's a Safik, whether you get Karka. And by Safik, what's the rules? That Klal Gadol B'din, Hamoitzi Mechavera, Olav Araya. So really, Cheskes Mamon Paskins, that if a sure belongs to the Meicher. If Cheskes Mamon Paskins, that if a sure belongs to the Meicher, that means the Mishpatim, the Dine Mamonist, from the Bavis perspective, from the Ktsais Nesivis perspective, it's for sure the Meichers. If it's for sure the Meichers, and Tak Fukai Maitzina Ismiyadoi. So it's like really for sure the Meichers, and that's, then all the Issev Heter should be kafi us viewing the Meicher as being the Bailim. And if the Meicher is the Bailim, the Lekech is not the Bailim. If the Lekech is not the Bailim, so why is the Lekech maybe Venekaira? The Churi shouldn't have to be maybe either. Now, one thing that we just have to say, only because we spoke about this so many times, the Cheskes Abatim, and that is the Sugya of Tokfu Kayim, Metzian, Emetzian, is talking about Metaltalin. Our sugya is talking about karka. There's a chiluk between metaltalin and karka. By metaltalin, you always go basam muchzik. By karka, you go basam marakama. So this kriechs a little bit into the marakama rate, but there's no mahalach in the achroinim that's the teretz. Because at the end of the day, number one, marakama is a cheskes mamon as well. And also, we spoke out that the only time there's no muchzik when it comes to karka is when it's connected to marakama. That's why in all the Cheskes Abatim cases, the Lekeach always needs a Cheskes Gimel Shonim because he's going up against the Marakam. But the Marakam himself, he has Edom that he was there for one day. Chuvas Harash Bechele Gimel, that's enough to make him into a Muchzik. So rather, we view this Meicher as being a Muchzik, as being a Marakam, which is a regular Cheskes Mamim, which is subject to Tak Fukai Maitzi and Oysi Miyadoi. And this is the Groisa Kasha to this Kasha. Incidentally, if you have the new Shail to Chuvas Chem de Shloimo, from Mechaim Mishas Rebarim, Smedrish Gevoya, reprinted it not so long ago. So in Erechaim Simen Aleph, it's footnote 5. They bring many, 8 of the Yeshiva Shetarutzim to this Kasha. There's a lot more Ayin Shem.